Good morning, Young Disciples.
Good morning, sir.
It is good to be here at Young Disciple, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
It is for me. I have just a few questions I'm going to ask every day, so you'll get used to it. If you have your sword, we're learning about a sword this week. If you have your spiritual sword, could you hold it up? In some stage of holding, that's great. And if you could just tell me, I don't need to know who does or does not, but do we have 100% per unit? Just double check. If you got 100% in your unit, look at me and say yes.
Yes.
Yes, it's looking pretty good. Okay, I am glad because today we're going to be studying the Bible. We're spending a little bit of time at it, and this week we're going to be looking at a very special passage. What passage are we looking at this week? So you already memorized it, some of you, right? All right. What did we start on last night? Verse 10 and 11. So finally, my brethren, be strong in the and in the of his might. Okay, very good. And what are we supposed to do next? Put on the whole armor of God. Okay, we'll stop there. We're going to be looking at more as we go through it, but this week in our study, we want to use several different ways of looking at the Bible to help us understand what the Bible is teaching. Some of you are used to doing this. Some of you, this will be new. To illustrate it, I have something drawn up on the board here. It looks a little bit better than it did earlier. What is it? It's a tree. Can you think of any Bible stories that talk about trees? Help me out. Yes. Yes. And the other yes.
Nebuchadnezzar's dream.
Okay, the tree of knowledge, good and evil. I'm thinking of a specific tree here. Do you have any idea what tree I'm thinking about? It's in the Bible. I'll pick a lady this time. Yes, ma'am.
The fig tree.
The fig tree. That's good. In the very back.
The tree of life.
Tree of life. Very good. Okay.
Mustard tree.
A mustard tree. Thank you. No, but very good. Yes. Okay, the tree of Revelation, the tree of life on both sides of the river, yes. Yes, ma'am.
Sycamore tree,
very good guess.
Olive tree,
olive tree. Very good guess.
The tree in Psalms 1.
The tree in Psalms 1, I almost did that one. That's an excellent one. Okay. Do you realize there's a lot of trees and you don't know which tree I'm talking about, do you? How would you know which tree I'm talking about? Other than the fact that I would tell you. And mind reading would probably help. But that's not going to work here, is it? If I added more to the picture, would you have an understanding of what's there?
Yes, sir.
I'm not an artist. Please bear with me. Okay? Okay, I added something to the picture. Does someone have an idea of what tree it is? You sound excited. You do. But I'm going to pick someone who doesn't quite sound that excited. Yes, you. Absolutely. How did you get it? You all knew that, didn't you? How did you get it? What happened? You saw more of the picture than you knew what the tree was that I was talking about or drew up here. It's the same thing when you study the Bible. You go to a passage and you read about something in that passage. And if you don't understand what the whole passage is talking about, you might misunderstand what the tree is. So we're going to try to learn how to look at a big picture, look at what's being talked about in a section. Ephesians 6 is extremely easy. I like to go through a couple details here. We're going to read our handout, look at a few things here, go through and practice them. And then we're going to split up by unit. Some of the counselors look at me and say, oh, thanks, Chuck. Okay, Mr. Chuck. That's right. We are going to split up. Gentlemen, I guess you're on this side. Ladies on this side by unit. And we're going to spend about 10 minutes together as a unit answering some of the questions together as units. Does that make sense? So every day when we come to class, I will explain a few things, teach about 10, 15 minutes. We'll split up, spend 10, 15 minutes together. Then we'll come back. And we'll look at some lessons that we can learn. So, what's our first thing that we're supposed to do? So, I want to read out. What is the first thing we need to do when we're trying to find a big picture or the big idea of a passage? You don't have it? You know what? It could be because I still have it. Could I have some volunteers? I completely forgot. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I need actually several gentlemen and several ladies. If you could split this among you and Mr. Cameron, if you could split this among you and my messenger of light here. What is your name, ma'am? That's right, Adriana, of course. So we want to make sure every person has one. I would do it by row. Just pass out so much per row. If you'll spend too much time if you do each person. While they are passing them out, I'm going to ask you to open up your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. I think all of you have your Bibles probably open up to that passage, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. If you've already memorized it, go ahead and open it up anyhow. And if you don't have a Bible, there's one or two of you don't, just go ahead and pull out your memory verse card. Ephesians chapter 6, starting with verse 10. I will read, and you will fill in the blanks, if you don't mind, for every word that I miss. Ephesians chapter, what chapter are we in? Six. What verse? Okay, we start already. Finally, my be in who? And in the? Of whose might? His might. Very good. Then it says, put on what? Whole armor of who? That you may be able to what? Stand against who? Or against what? The wiles of who? The devil. Very good. It says, for we do not what? What are we not doing? We're not wrestling against who? Flesh and blood, but against what? Against? Against? Rulers of the darkness of this world, against? Where at? Okay, very good. Are you kind of getting a picture of what we're talking about? Thank you, sir. Is there anyone who has not had a chance to receive some? Okay, we have a couple hands in the back. Would you be willing just to make sure those in the back rows get some? Thanks. Verse 13, wherefore, take unto you what? Take unto you what?
The whole armor.
Now, my question is, has we seen the phrase whole armor of God before? Yes, we did. What verse did we see it before? 11. So now it's being repeated in verse 13. Okay. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to what?
Withstand.
How many of you know what withstand means? Yes. Yes. Fight against something, defend. A word would be resist. Determine that you're not going to be. Have you ever had to resist something? You're withstanding. Withstanding is kind of an old English word for that. So you may be able to withstand in what day? We're back in verse 13. We're going to withstand in what day? The evil day. And having done all, what will we do? Stand. Let's look at verse 14. We're going to go through this whole passage just once because you're supposed to read it 6 to 7 times. We'll do it once as a group. Stand therefore having your loins what? Girt about with truth. And what do you have on else? The breastplate of? So what is the breastplate? Righteousness. So righteousness is what? Okay. And your feet are done. What do you do with your feet? Shod. What does that mean? That means you put something on them, right? Your feet are shod with what? The preparation of the gospel of? Verse 16. What are the first two words? Above all. There's got to be a reason for that. Do you know the song that we sing here at YD from Ephesians chapter 6? What happens to the music when we get to above all? It gets dramatic, doesn't it? Above all, right? Do you ever, you like singing that part? I like singing that part. Above all, take the shield of faith wherewith you shall be able to do what? Quench all the what? Of who? The wicked. And then it says, say in verse 17, what else am I supposed to take? Helmet of? And the? Sword of the Spirit, which is the? Word of God. And this last one, verse 18. Praying what? Praying how much? With how much prayer? Do you think he's trying to really emphasize something here? Praying always with all prayer. And in who? And watching thereunto with what? Perseverance and supplication for who? You guys, we're done. Very simple. Does that mean we're finished with deep Bible study class?
No.
No, but we're finished reading that passage. What could you tell me about this passage? Help me out. What is it talking about? If you were to give me some key things that are being talked about, key ideas or key words. Yes, sir. Yes, you're going kind of straight to the end. I like that. Defense against sin. What are some words that are used that help us understand? Let's look for specific individual words, because I think this is our big picture. Thank you, sir. Big, like a specific word that helps me to start understanding. I'll give you a clue. Helmet is a word that gives me a clue. What's in some other words that give me clues? Yes.
Armor.
Very good. That's kind of a key one. What's another one? Yes. Shield. That's right. Sword. That's right. Let me point at someone. Yes. Breastplate. That's right. Belt. Thank you. Yeah, that's what happens when you're trying to gird, right? You need a belt. That's good. What else? Shoes. Is there anything else we're missing? I heard someone say it. Prayer. That's right. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Darts.
That's right. What else do we see? Because there's more than just armor that's in this passage. Thank you. What else?
Power.
That's right. Sorry? Who said that? Thank you. Perseverance. I don't teach English. Yes. Strength. And yes, sir. Word of God. So we got strength. We have the Word of God. Uh-oh. Excuse me. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Devil.
Yes. Withstand. I'm going to put withstand, but do you mind if I put resist too? So we kind of get an idea of what we're talking about here. Can I tell you something? You don't mind if I tell you something that I just found out, right? I was looking at withstand, and I thought, what does withstand mean? And for some reason, I thought withstanding meant to stand. And, you know, standing is part of withstanding because you understand when we talk about it. But, yes. But withstand has to do with resisting. And that was just really neat to know. Okay. Yes, sir.
Wrestle.
Yes, ma'am.
Gospel.
We put gospel here at the top. It's nice, right? Yes. Saints. What am I doing with the saints? I'm praying for them. Yes, good. I wanted to hear that. Yes, sir. Principalities. And yes, sir.
Blood.
What does blood have to do with this, other than the fact that we think of armor and we think of blood, but how's blood being used in this passage? What does it mean we're not wrestling against flesh and blood? I'm sorry, I'm going to step out real quick. What's flesh and blood? Who here is flesh and blood? Good, I'm glad to see that. Who here is not? No, I think all of us are flesh and blood. So when we're looking at flesh and blood, we're talking about humans. Man things. Things of this planet. And so we're wrestling not against it. That's a whole other topic. But we're going to look at that a little bit. So is there anything else that we... I'm going to take one or two more, then I'm going to go with our... Yes, ma'am.
Rulers of darkness.
Rulers of darkness. And I'm going to take one more. Who has not spoken yet? Because I picked on several of you. Yes, sir.
The wicked.
Thank you. Now, looking at this list of names, I know, ladies, it's a little hard for you. I'm going to turn it a little sideways. Gentlemen, I hope that you'll still be able to see it. What are we talking about? What would you say, based upon the word you're seeing here, is the main theme or the main thought of this passage? It's a battle. Is this battle language? A lot of battle language. Soldiers of the cross, this is your verse. Right? This is very, very clear. What are some other things you might pick from this as a theme? I mean, battle is definitely true, but some of you may be able to see it from a slightly different perspective. Any other comments? Okay. So we've read it. As we read it, we looked at the language that was being used. That was bullet point number two. We found out what kind of language is being used. And then we said, what is the main truth this passage is talking? It's talking about a battle. But is it just any kind of battle? Is this like United States versus Great Britain? No. Is it the North versus the South? No. So what kind of battle are we looking at here? Yes. Spiritual battle. So we're looking at not just battles, we're looking at spiritual battles. How many of you have spiritual battles? Would you say that all of us have spiritual battles? So this is something that relates to us. Is there any ideas among these, and I'm going to put a little star by them, that just keep repeating themselves over and over again? Yes, sir. What word? Just pick one word and I'll put a star by it or circle it. Wicked. How many times do we see wicked? We see wicked once, but rulers of darkness would fit into wicked, wouldn't they? And evil, right? Okay, the devil would fit into that. So I'm glad that you picked that up. When you're not looking necessarily just for the same word, but for the same concept, right? Okay, thank you. What's another one?
Perseverance.
We see that twice, don't we? Or that concept of resisting and persevering. Okay. There is a word that was not listed here that is spoken of more than any other word in this passage. Stand. Stand. Can you all stand, please? Feels good, doesn't it? Okay, sit down. Stand. Stand is something that's really big in this passage. And standing is connected with battle. So let me put stand here and circle it. Is there another word that we see repeated or concept more than once? Yes, ma'am. Prayer. Thank you. What else do we see? Yes.
Defense.
Defense against sin was actually the concept. And yes, we see that a lot because we see that in the armor. Yes.
Power.
Power. Yes. Again, that concept we see quite a bit. Yes, ma'am.
Taking on and putting on.
Taking on and putting on. Yes, ma'am. We're coming back to that tomorrow. That is the whole picture tomorrow is putting on. Anyhow. Forget I told you that because you're supposed to be surprised tomorrow when we talk about it, okay? Putting on, very important. Yes, ma'am.
Armor,
yes. Sir?
Word of God.
Yes, I'm just trying to think of how many times I see the word of God. It's there a lot, isn't it? But it's in a different, spoken of in different ways. Okay, what I'd like you to do, thank you, I know there's more. But I'm trying to stay on our time frame. Let's continue reading through. Is there any other section of the Bible that you know of that uses this kinds of words? And I'm going to tell you a clue how to do it, and then you get to do it as a group. Here's how you do it. When you're trying to find, is there another part of the Bible that talks about armor? Do you know there's several places in the Bible that talk about armor? Not just Ephesians chapter 6. When you're looking for it, what I go is I go to Ephesians 6, verse 10, and I use something called a center column reference. How many have a center column reference or a bottom reference? And oftentimes, it'll direct me to other passages. If you check out those passages, sometimes you get to find another passage that talks about the same exact thing. All right. One more thing, and then we'll split up into groups. Rewrite what you read in that passage in 2 to 3 sentences in your own words. So we know we just read how many verses? 10 to 18. 9 verses. So we've just read 9 verses. Good master. We've just read 9 verses, and we're going to take those and condense them into 2 to 3 sentences of our own thinking. Or you can do it as a unit too. All right? Okay? Is that ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're going to listen for me. I'll be calling you back in about 10, 12 minutes, okay? Gentlemen, if you go on this side, split up into your separate units. Counselors, if you would find a place for each one. Ladies, if you please go this direction. God bless you. I'll be calling you back 10, 12 minutes. All right. As you're coming back in, I'd like to share some neat things that I found. I didn't find. A friend of mine found. Actually, I found none of this. Someone found it all for me. What do you think this is? A trash can lid, I know. But I mean, let's pretend.
A shield.
Okay, right?
And
some of us have, how many of you ever used one of these as a shield before? Okay, I thought so. Okay, so we understand that this can do its job. I was talking to Miss Salvinia, I think, and we were talking this morning. I met her briefly on the road, and I said, I am looking for armor. And so she found this for me and gave it to me at breakfast. I really appreciate that. I need Mr. Landon from Soldiers of the Cross. Please come forward. He's going to be our soldier for today. Is that okay? You don't mind? All right. I'd say he's taller. Is he taller than me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. How much? I put something up on the board over here. Is there something missing? What's missing? What does whole mean? Everything. What is everything? All. Okay, that's great. What's all? Oh, boy. I think we're just getting an English lesson on synonyms. Okay. Whole. The whole armor of God. So keep that in mind. And I'm going to ask you questions, if you don't mind. You can catch, right? Yes. Check it out. What does he have now? No. Thank you. So we have a sword of the, which is the, okay. Would you say he's ready for battle? Are you sure? You mean the sword's not enough? Who said that? Thank you. God did. God said you need how much of the armor? All of it. There are some times you and I think that if we just have the sword of the Spirit, that's all we need. But it's not. Have you ever had just the sword of the Spirit and you fought with it and then you fell down and you thought, man, the sword doesn't work? You need more than just the sword, right? Okay, let's see. What else can I give him? Sword of the Spirit was the word of God. We're assuming you're praying. Is that okay? Okay, good. What else do I want to put on him? He needs salvation, doesn't he? Yes? He has his shoes on already. There, he's shod with the preparation. He's all ready to go. And we're going to be looking at what that means a little bit later this week. But so he has shoes and he has a sword. Let's find a helmet. Yes, we're going to use his belt because I don't have something to use otherwise. Are you ready? I'd say that, yeah, I'm sorry. Look at this. Do you kind of feel, how heavy is that? Could you tell us?
Probably 2 pounds or something.
Is it heavier than your baseball cap? Well, I can't do it.
No.
It's not heavier than your baseball cap. I thought so. Okay. So now he has salvation and he has the sword of the Spirit. He should be ready to go to battle, shouldn't he? He has a saving relationship with Jesus and he has the Bible. Is it enough?
No.
Is it good that he has them?
Yes.
Is it enough?
No.
Okay. And we're assuming he's what?
Praying.
Okay, good. So I couldn't find a breastplate, but we have something that's a little bit similar. Is that okay? I hope you're strong, sir. Okay. This is not a life jacket. This, you can put the sword down. I'll give it back to you. You ready? How would you describe that?
A little bit heavy.
A little bit heavy. That is a genuine bulletproof vest. That weighs about 20, 30 pounds. So he's not looking at, but he's going to break into a sweat in a few minutes, okay? Thanks, Landon. So Landon is, I'd say he's just about ready. He has salvation. He has righteousness. What is this? Belt of, does he have one on? Yes. His feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. What's he holding in his hand? Sword of the Spirit. So I'd say he's just about ready. He has no what? No faith. How dare you say that about Landon? Does he have faith?
No.
What is faith?
Shield.
Shield. Okay. And I know this doesn't match the rest, but when you, Landon, thank you. I'll just talk a little bit if that's okay. As we close up for the next minute or two. When you are in a spiritual battle, and we all get in spiritual battles at times. In fact, I'd propose that you and I are in spiritual battles more often than not, maybe a lot. We need more than just the sword. Okay? We need more than just the sword. We need more than just faith. We need more than just righteousness, more than just truth, more than just salvation, more than just, we need it all together. God planned that when you and I fight spiritual battles, we have everything. Does that make sense? How many of you have ever tried saying, if I just quote enough scripture, I'll win? Have you ever tried doing that? I've tried it. Some of you haven't. Some, if I just have enough faith, it's going to be okay. Have you ever felt that it just wasn't? How many thought, if I just pray hard enough and I pray long enough, surely that'll do it? God wants us to experience how much of the armor of God? All of the armor of God, the whole armor of God, the entire armor of God. Because when we do, incredible things take place. Now, we're going to discuss put on tomorrow. Yeah, so, you know, right? And that's going to tie a lot of these things together because it's important to know where the armor comes from. Am I right? Of course, who's the armor? Armor of who? God. And that's going to be something we'll be looking at a little bit more tomorrow. Today, I'm going to ask you a question. You don't know a lot yet from Ephesians 6 unless you've been studying on your own, but I want to put on the whole armor of God. At this week at camp, I want to learn how to put on the whole armor of God. I want to learn to have more than just the sword. I want to learn to have more than just righteousness and salvation because I've met a lot of people who think that if they have righteousness and truth, that's enough, but you need more. You need the whole armor of God for the battle that you and I are facing. So I want that. And you may want to say, I want to, this week, learn to have the whole armor of God. Be willing to say that? I want to learn this week to have the whole armor of God. Amen. Could you stand with me? We're going to close with a word of prayer. I'll take it off right after the end. Our Father in heaven, we're so thankful that you have called us here to YD Camp. We're looking forward to all the fun that comes with camp and all the chance to meet friends and meet you. Please draw close to us. You saw our hands. We want to learn, Father, to be effective in battle for you and with you. We ask that you bless us now in our classes. In Jesus' name, amen.